Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Heid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Papias, Avlad Shel Shlamim, Sheyikrev Shlamim. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias testified about the offspring of an animal that was offered as a Shlamim sacrifice, a voluntary sacrifice, that it is also offered as a Shlamim, a voluntary sacrifice. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shevlad Shlamim Lo Yikrev Shlamim. Because Rabbi Eliezer said that the offspring of a Shlamim cannot be offered as a Shlamim. V'chachamim Romim Yikrev. And the sages say that it can be. Omer Rabbi Papias said, Ani Meid Shehayisal Lanu Para Zivche Shlamim. He said, I testify that we had a cow that was offered as a sacrifice. V'chalnuha B'Pesach, and we ate it on Passover. V'chalnu V'lada Shlamim B'chag. And we ate its offspring as a Shlamim sacrifice on the next holiday. Normally Chag means Sukkot, but we'll see that here Chag means Shavuos. Let's look at the Bartonuro. Vlad Shlamim lo Yikrav Shlamim. So there's an opinion that the offspring of a Shlamim sacrifice may not be offered as an offspring sacrifice. Alakonso lekipa v'meis. Rather lock it up and let it pass away on its own. Mishum gzera. This is a preventative measure. Dia marta vlad shlamim yesh lo tekana. Because if you would tell people that there's something constructive that you can do with the offspring of a shlamim sacrifice, asu la'ashue la'em achateled, then they would put off sacrificing the mother until she gives birth. V'yigdal adarim min havlados. Asi behu lidei giza ve'avoda, and they would be raising these flocks from the offspring, and they would ultimately come to shear them and work them, which is not permitted. So in order to have the mothers sacrificed speedily, they said you can't do anything with the offspring. So that's a preventative measure. But Rabbi Papias says that he has firsthand experience that that's not the law. So he says ve'achalnu v'lada shlamim b'chag. We offered a shlamim on Pesach and its offspring on Chag. B'chag ha-shvuas ka'amar. Here we're talking about shvuas, not sukkahs as is normally meant by chag. Shim ha-yamamtin u'mitzvah l'chag ha-sukkahs. Because if they put it off and waited until sukkahs, nimsa over ba'aseh, then they would be ignoring and violation of a positive commandment. Shenemar u'basa shama v'hevasa shama. So you should go there and you should bring your sacrifice there. So there's a mitzvah to bring your sacrifice on the next available holiday. D'mashma b'rego rishon shetavo shama avei kol nedorim she'alecha. So the next holiday that comes up, you should bring all of these sacrifices that you're going to offer. Mihu b'lav d'lo ta'acher eino over ad she'yavru alav shlosh regalim. But in order to violate the negative commandment of not delaying, that would not happen until someone lets three holidays go by, all shlosh regalim, without bringing his required sacrifices. Mishnah Zayin. Heim he'idu al aruchel shel nachtomim. They also testified about the boards that are used by bakers, shehein temeos, that they can contract impurity. In other words, they are considered utensils. Shrabi Eliezer Matahir, because Rabbi Eliezer said that they cannot contract impurity, meaning they are not utensils. Heim he'idu al tenor, shechitcha chulios. They also testified about an oven that was cut into sections. V'nosan chol ben chulia l'chulia. And they put sand in between the sections, shehu tamei, that it is impure, meaning it's been restored to its status as an oven. Their ovens were like big cylinders, so it was cut crosswise into small cylinders that were then piled up on top of one another with sand in between the layers. Shu Rabbi Eliezer Metaher, because Rabbi Eliezer said that such a thing would remain pure, meaning it's no longer considered an oven. Heime idu shema abram es hashana b'chol adar. They said that you can declare the leap month, the entire month of Adar. Shehayu omrim ad hapurim, because previously it had been said only until Purim. Heime idu shema arben es hashana al tanai. And they also said that Beis Din can declare the month full conditionally. Umaisa barama gamliel shahalach litul rishus mehegmon besuria. And there was an incident when Rabban Gamliel, who was the head of the Sanhedrin, he went on some matter to speak to the leader in Syria, Vashal Lavo, and he was delayed in returning. V'ibrues hashana al tanai l'kashiyir to Rabban Gamliel. And they declared the year a leap year conditionally upon Rabban Gamliel's approval. Ukishaba amarotza ani, and when he came back, he approved it, and it was, in fact, declared a leap year. So we see that Beis Din can declare the year a leap year conditionally. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Arucho shel nachtomim, the boards of bakers. Pshutei kli eitz, they're plain wooden utensils. Shanachtomim urchim sham kikaros shalechem b'shash osa hapas. And that's where the bakers would put the dough, the loaves of bread, when they stick it in the oven. So they testify shehein temein, that they are impure, midrabanan, rabbinically. Din haTorah pshutei kli eitz ein mekablon tuma, because according to the Torah, simple non-receptacle wood vessels would not be susceptible to impurity. Rabbanan gazru alaihu kedimucha b'maseches kelim perek sheni, but the rabbis instituted this rule, as we see in Tractate Kelim. Rabbi Eliezer metaher, because Rabbi Eliezer said that they would remain pure. The savar lo chashive kelim klal. Even if they made such a rule about plain, flat, wooden utensils, he doesn't consider these boards to be utensils at all. Vafilo kipshute kli eitz lo havu. They're not even flat wooden utensils, they're just boards, they're no kind of utensil whatsoever. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, and in this matter the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. So what about the oven? Shechatchu cholyos, they cut it into sections. Shechatchu latenor berachbo lecholyos, so they cut it in its width, horizontally, into cross sections. Vahniyah choya agave choya, and they piled one section on top of the other. Vnasan chol bein hachoya lechoya, and then they put sand between the layers. Vtachos ubatit, and they covered it with mortar. Vasalo filashel tit saviv lavoso lishmor chomok derech osin latenurim, and they also did so on the outside in order to protect the walls, just like they would do when building an oven. Rabbi Eliezer Mataher, Rabbi Eliezer said it's pure. Tekivan de yishchol bein hasadkin kishibur dummy. Since there is sand between the layers, it's like it's broken. The chachamim tameim, but the sages say that it's susceptible to impurity because it's a functioning oven. Shatfila osa es kulo echad, because the layer of mortar makes it all one thing. Mechaveres es hasadkin, and it's unites the layers. Va'afal pishi yeshchol ben chuya lechuya, even though there's sand in between the different sections. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. And once again, the halacha does not happen to follow Rabbi Eliezer. The next law they testified is Shem Arvin es Hashana b'chol Adar. They can declare the year to be a leap year, the entire month of Adar. Ad Esrim v'tisha b'Adar, until the 29th day of Adar, yesh zman lebezdin lomer mu'uberes Hashana. Then there's time for Bezdin to say that it's a leap year and has that extra month. Va'chodesh haba hu Adar sheni, and that would mean that the next month is Adar number 2. Aval b'yom shloshim l'Adar, but on the 30th day of Adar, ein yecholon l'averes Hashana, you can no longer declare the month full. Hoel v'roy likvo Nisan, because it's already fit to be Nisan. And the last law they testified on is that the year can be declared a leap year al Tanai, conditionally. Im yirtzah ha-nasi, if the nasi agrees to it, tiyeh meuberes, then it will be considered a leap year. V'im lav lo tiyeh meuberes, but if not, it's not a leap year. And that is, of course, the exact condition that happened in this incident with Rabban Gamliel. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude Perek Zayin and we will begin Perek Ches.